Shall we continue? We shall. $5,220 gone. Spent. Whole left side of the house needs to be dug up. It's going to have to all be dug up to stop the water coming in. There's a legal separation that has no expiration. There's no expiration. And I was guided to what document to use and to not have expiration for a valid reason. So there's no expiration on there. Yeah. But when you have it witnessed and signed and notarized and three witnesses and you're signing it and you literally agree, yes, continue handling the bills. Yes, $3,000 should handle all the bills. Yes, anything left over or additional needed, discuss. Okay, going through legal separation, process of divorce. All right, that doesn't mean to ruthlessly spend money and act like you're 16 years old and burning a hole in your pockets and your butt. Okay, your butt pocket. All right, that's not what that means. When you have major issues in a house and you know it, and you are ruthlessly buying things, spending things, buying people things, and you continue doing so and you think it's a joke. And when you're warned by an attorney that he needs to take that serious, what's going on, and you know the state has an open case and they're asking you for information and you refuse that information and they're asking what car, this, who drive who, forwarding address, bank accounts, everything. They're asking for everything, employer, everything. The state and federal trumps any attorney, and any attorney will tell you. We play the back seat until all this stuff goes to court. And some people just, they think it's a joke, you know? I'm not a pushover, and I got played like a fiddle. I got scammed by a con artist, a charmer, and a manipulator. And that came from a domestic violence attorney who said, let me tell you exactly who you married, and I'm entitled to my opinion. This is exactly what you married. Knew exactly what they were doing, and you ain't the first one they did it to, period. Shall we continue? Because I got a lot to review still. Yeah, this stuff came in this week. So this stuff is all. And the thing is, you know, people do it themselves. You do it your damn self. I don't feel sorry for nobody when you hang yourself. You do it your damn self. People know exactly what they're doing and not doing. And when you're going through legal separation, you don't sit there and think you can do whatever the hell you want, because you can't. Because when you're in a one-pot state, you have to communicate the funds and finances and where it's going. And any good attorney will tell you that. You don't go doing what's going on right now and has continued going on. Over $5,200 gone. Gone. With necessities and repairs and things that didn't get touched because somebody said, oh, I don't have any money at all. I don't have any money. Tell that to somebody that you think you can manipulate again, because I already figured you out, boo. You ain't manipulating me anymore. Go find yourself a 20-year-old you can manipulate. Concentrate on exterior of the property per attorney and get things done so I can move on. Not that I haven't already, but I can finally move on. But I'm not dealing with this stuff. This stuff is dealt with other parties, other people. And it's not me. And that's all I'm going to say on that. But how the hell can you spend over $5,200 and literally sit there and lie and tell everybody, oh, I don't have any money. You make all this money and tips, cash tips, and you say and you tell everybody you don't have any money? Say that to somebody that's really stupid. Because when I looked in the mirror, well, I'm no damn fool of nobody's anymore. Period. And I will protect and stick up with myself with my last dying breath. Amen on that. Don't play me no damn fool. Mm-mm. No. I'm my grandmother's Spitfire granddaughter. The redhead grandmother? Yeah, that's right. No damn fool. Let's continue, shall we? Because we continue with Cash App. We continue out in California. Hey, by the way, Cash App in California, that's a guy posing as a woman. That's a fact. Just to let you know, you're giving people Cash App stuff, and people are scam artists, scamming the scammer and scamming the scammy or scam we, depending if it's multiple people. Yeah, a nice one on that. Yeah. Elberg's Drinks and M, $25.42. Cash App, San Francisco, $10. Yeah, that's that person I called that. Hey, who are you? Who are you? Hung up on me. You're taking marital funds. That's my money too. Click. Okay. All right. All right. Oh, you think I'm lying? Here, let me see a screenshot. Click. Okay. All right. Whatever. Cash App, San Francisco, California. That same guy. Yeah, $20. Elberg Drinks, $24.62. Shall we continue? Elberg Drinks, $23.62. Elberg Drinks, $14. Elberg Drinks, $19.15. Elberg Drinks, $24.15. Oh, all right. And people tell you they don't have the money for repairs and that? They want everybody else to pay? JoJo Moore. Ah, JoJo Moore switched to Cash Apple. Oh, God, girl. You get drug into stuff by the state, too. Remember that, people, when you do things and the state's watching everything, you get drug into it. Period. $15. Mistake. This is just, it's... Cash App. The guy posing as a woman, scam artist, also selling Skittles on the side, and I'm not talking about the candy. Yeah. Pays to have friends in law enforcement. $20. Elberg's Drinks, $18.55. That's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. Cash App, the guy again posing as a girl, at $20. Who likes a WWE wrestler, at $20. Cash App, yeah. JoJo Moore, Cash Apple. Girl, switch it over to Cash Apple, $25. That's crazy, isn't it? Isn't this crazy? It's just, it blows my mind. It just blows my mind. This is... The Elberg's, $19.15. I mean, this is just... People, don't do things that are going to get you where you're going to be faced in front of a judge and explaining what in the hell were you thinking. Especially when there's a house that needs dire work. A whole left side needs to be dug out. And a roof. And you can't even call me in the morning to tell me the insurance company called. And they want to talk. And they need to set up an appointment. And they want to take pictures. And they want to do this and that. They want to do additional stuff. And they never heard back from you. When you're over 18, folks, I'm just going to say this because this is a great podcast for everybody. First of all, before you get married to anybody, and this is, I'm telling you, by experience, before you get married to anybody, you pay your money to do a background check on everything on them. Do a background check from head to toe, period. Do a background check. You're going to save yourself so much. I mean, there ain't enough to say. You're going to save yourself a whole lot of being in, I'm just going to say, you're going to save yourself a lot. Pay to do a background check. I don't care how much you love someone and they're a charmer or whatever they are, manipulator, whatever the hell. Okay, because you're not going to know until after the fact, all right? Because there's people who are scam artists, manipulators, and con artists, as domestic violence attorney said, has been doing this for eons and eons, and they research this stuff because that's what they do. And people that are closest to them know who they are, what they do, and they're not revealing that stuff. They're just as guilty as the person who's manipulating because they knew who the person was really underneath it all. That's a fact. But do a background check. Pay to have a background check on somebody before you get married to anybody. I don't care how much you love and you want to feel with your heart and you want to love and love. Okay, you have to think logically before you go walking down that aisle and saying I do. Because if you're not careful, you're going to be scammed, you're going to be conned, and you're going to be manipulated. And there are a lot of people out there who will portray an image that they're not. Because that's part of the scam. Get it?